Life, a Peaceful Permanency. Albert Einstein is reported to have said, not so long ago, that there is enough power hidden in a handful of snow to heat a Minneapolis apartment house for a year, and that sufficient power lurks in a single lump of coal to take a ship across the Atlantic and back. No wonder Archimedes boasted that if he could get a patch of external terra firma to operate from, he could lift the earth, since the potentialities of man must be limitless compared with those of a snowball or a dusky chunk of carbon. 2 centuries after Archimedes took his lofty mathematical flights in Sicily, another prophet on the opposite side of the Mediterranean wrote a justly famous letter known as the Epistle to the Hebrews. In it, he referred to the ideal man as made after the power of endless life. How is it that men can dream such dreams? Simply because, as Job observed, there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty gives him understanding. How much understanding can a man have? All that he will accept, since the mind which governs the universe is both within and without him, marking up all the hidden answers. Too bad he does not take time now and then to stop, look, and listen. That habit makes prophets. Remembering now that you are a man, how will you utilize your powers? The foregoing distinguished characters were not dreamers. They were wide awake to realities. Their keen vision penetrated the mists of materiality and mortality with their restrictions and sufferings. They looked abroad into the land of green pastures beside still waters. You can do likewise, since you have at your command the same mind that they invoked. In fact, you are beginning to do it already. So while others may believe that the channels of supply are choked with obstructions, droughts, strikes, inflations, you can see them brimming over and bringing swiftly to your door whatever is necessary to make business enterprises productive and daily existence adequate. And when pain and infirmity try the soul, you can dwell in the fact that life, the life that animates you, is a peaceful permanency, neither coming nor going, that it experiences neither age nor disease, and that it is charged with the glories and energies of the eternal. Then will you begin to become aware of faultless form and function.